Disappointed today, Alan?
Of course. You're always disappointed when you don't win at home. It makes it really hard when you lose the first goal. And to be fair, we should have defended it a lot better. I think we've got three defenders back and they've got one striker and he manages to get his shot away. But no, that's one thing we'll learn. We'll learn for that. But credit to the players, the way they come back. Obviously we had extra time on Tuesday night, and the way they kept on going, it was only a matter of time before we get a goal. We just got to be a wee bit more clinical because we had other chances again.
You had the bulk of the possession, but they restricted your chances at goal, didn't they?
It's hard when teams virtually get their whole team sitting in front of their box, so it's really difficult to break them down. But it was a lot of good balls going in there, with a few shots on target, a few chances that we should probably have done better with. But that happens in games. But the main thing is the players, the way they responded to that at half time. They knew the first half they had to up the tempo. They upped the tempo and you've seen the difference second half.
Did you learn a bit more about your spirit and character? You said your team were in a tough spot today, but they kept going and they got the result.
No, they've got that. They're really disappointed they never won the game. And that's what I said, the first goal is massive in this league, because if you lose the first one, they sit in and make it really, really difficult. And you see the players coming off at the end, especially the away players, that I don't think they could have gave any more. But the players kept on going. The other day we'd have got the goals, but as I said, we've got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in that position and defend better first and foremost.
Your substitution certainly made a big difference second half, and it was an attack of five.
To be fair, we never had many options either. Hopkirk's injured, Michael Payton's injured, so they've been obviously big players for us this year. We've had a few injuries, but at the end of the day, the players that were there are more than capable of winning the game, so that's definitely no excuse. And you've seen the second half, that once they started playing, then you can see the quality we've got.
Josh Rockingham injured as well.
Josh got a knock on his back. We'll have to wait and see how it is. He was struggling, it was tightening up, so the best thing was just to get him off. I don't think he could continue any longer.
Given the midweek exertions, do you see today as a bit of a point game?
No, definitely not. We've got to win games less at home. Even though we played Tuesday night, we still had enough quality there to win the game. But you're not going to win every game. But credit to the players, the way they came back and they kept on going, and they were obviously the more likely to score the second goal.
Pleased with your new signing, Mark McLaughlin.
Mark McCausland done well. He's not played that's his first game this season. He's not had any pre-season games either, so I'm sure he'll be tired. And it'll take him a wee bit of time to know us, but I thought he'd done well.
Thanks, Mark.